Hi, I'm Sarah from Radiance. I'm a reflexologist, an aromatherapist, a holistic therapist, a mentor, an author. The list is pretty long, to be honest. But this is a recording regarding the reflexology It's a Lot More Than the Foot Massage blog from May the 1st, 2022. So reflexology, what is it? It's a holistic treatment, usually conducted on the feet, although it can be applied to hands, face, and even your ears. It's a massage treatment that includes pressure on specific points. Reflexologists believe that these are connected to organs and body systems. There's many theories on how reflexology works. Looking back over ancient history and documents, we can see the Egyptian hieroglyphics showing foot massages, for example. Chinese medicine is based on the belief that we all have this energy or a qi which flows around in good health, but in illness and imbalances, it becomes disrupted and blocked. We also work on this in a reflexology treatment. We encourage your energy to flow again, and it can help with our health and in well-being. Regardless of your beliefs around reflexology, anecdotal evidence from clients of mine and others demonstrates that it helps calm moods, improve sleep patterns, helps people to de-stress, and can often help with physical pain. With so many people now considering their health and taking their own responsibility for it, trying to maintain their optimum health, we see people turn into complementary health situations in increasing numbers. Research is increasing daily to prove the effectiveness and results using these methods. However, it should be remembered that this is a complementary treatment and should not be used to replace allopathic medicine. A holistic treatment can be used to support, not replace, the treatment prescribed by a medical practitioner. However, we can work well together. But what happens when you have a treatment? Before having a reflexology treatment, your therapist will take a comprehensive history from you, including medical history. This is not to fix, cure, or diagnose any condition, but helps them build a picture about you. There may be a reason why treatment is not suitable, for example. Maybe you're diabetic, you have less sensitization in your feet. And it's important for a therapist to understand your personal situation. Some treatments also include some part of the massage, so a medium is added to allow flow of movement. Traditionally, this would be talc, a wax, or an oil. But today, many therapists use these mediums and others, including creams and lotions. An adaptation to reflexology is aromareflex, where a blend of essential oils are added to the base to enhance the treatment, giving you the extra benefit of therapeutic properties. I also offer clients the opportunity to purchase their specific blend to continue their treatment at home. A reflexology usually takes 45 minutes to an hour, with the consultation adding into this time. I'd always advise clients to allow extra time for their first visit to account for this. A question I'm often asked is, how often should I have a treatment? It's a really hard one to answer because, as we know, every client is different. The general rule is the first 3 to 6 visits are conducted weekly or fortnightly, as your body gets used to the effects of the treatments and also gives you the ability to notice changes. Incidentally, the way I work, I believe that if you do not see or feel any change by treatment 6, then this might not be the discipline for you. This is something I discuss with clients. I'm aware not all therapists work this way, but I've always been mindful that this is your treatment, not mine, and it has to work for you. After the initial condensed course, we aim to move to monthly maintenance treatments. As I say, everyone is different. Some clients come monthly, some fortnightly, some just when they feel the need. Discuss this with your therapist, what the outcome that you want to achieve and what they can do for you. Create the treatment plan together. After your treatment, you may feel tired, relaxed, calmer, or you may feel more energised and vibrant and ready to tackle the rest of the day. We all react differently to treatments, and individually, we act differently each time, depending on our personal circumstances and general health at that moment in time. I'd advise not to have a very busy day scheduled after a treatment, but to relax and allow your body to adjust to its new state. Drinking water, avoiding caffeine and alcohol, is also advised. Often you can be quite thirsty after a treatment. Sometimes you might feel cold and shivery following it, so come with layers in case you need them for your journey home. You may have heard of something called the healing crisis. It sounds much more dramatic than it is. It's your body's reaction to the treatment, some of which have already been highlighted. is experienced as your body energy adjusts, and it can be present as physical, emotional, or even mental change. If you're ever concerned following a treatment, contact your therapist straight away, who will be able to talk you through your responses. It's nothing to be worried about, though, and it's perfectly normal. After all, it's evidence that your body has embraced the treatment. There's some general things you need to be aware of. These are always guidelines given to you by a qualified reflexologist. If pregnant, breastfeeding, then extra short caution should be applied. And with babies, children, and elderly, they'll be more sensitive and should be treated as such. If you know you're pregnant within the first trimester, you must inform your therapist, as it may not be possible to have the treatment. If you're pregnant and seeking a pregnancy-trained reflexologist, this is a wonderful treatment to have during pregnancy, and research has shown that it can reduce pain relief required during labour and even reduce labour time. God, a win-win. You've had fantastic treatments and your labour's better. There are some conditions that can be helped with the treatment, but the therapist may be required to contact your GP before you give him permission. This is highlighted either at the time of booking or in your consultation. I've given you a list here of ailments and situations that reflexology can help. This is by no means a definitive list. But amongst the things that we can help with are anxiety, back pain, constipation, depression, emotional trauma, energy, fatigue, fertility, general well-being, headaches, to help with relaxation, hormones, massive topic, could be PMT, menopause, perimenopause, the list is endless, migraines, plantar fasciitis, pregnancy, recovery from illness, self-care, sleep issues, and stress. As I said, it's a long list, and the list is much longer than that. So do you want to try some reflexology? Here's something a new client said to me recently. Sarah was lovely and easy to talk to. This was my first visit and my first reflexology treatment. I'm pleasantly surprised, and I'm looking forward to booking again. So do you want to feel like this new client? If you do, get in touch, and I'll see you on the couch.